Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
The John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to this week's John Richardson Show podcast featuring Angela Barnes.
Hello. We're a bit giddy this week, aren't we, John?
We both got up too early.
Too early. So the first hour.
Yeah.
Giddy. Final hour. Comatose.
Absolutely, yeah. Needed something there, didn't we? But it was still funny. Let's not pretend there weren't laughs.
Oh, so many laughs.
I would say you can tell my judgment gone from decisions I made in a certain game.
I think at the end your judgment was spot on, John, and you're just going to have to live with it.
Okay, so we played a little game today where I offended certain comedians and was nauseatingly complimentary to other comedians. It absolutely backfired, but that is coming up in the final part. I'd be interested, and I'm not going to listen back to it, but if you are listening to today's show, to see how that mood transpires, because it was very... I got up at 3:45.
I got up at 4.
Yeah.
So it's been a long morning.
Oh, it's like having a proper job. When I get up, stuff like that, I think, this is the reason I do this.
This is what you signed up for, is it?
I don't want to have to get up and, you know, travel and work hard and not be allowed to just be moody.
Yeah.
You have to put on a show for other people.
And what the people at home don't realise is this is you putting it on.
This is me really trying.
You've no idea what he's like between the links,
this
guys.
Is
when
me,
the songs
like,
are on, it is morose in here.
This is me Saturday night, suited and booted, sparkly waistcoat on. Good evening! but it was a good show and some very funny texts, so thank you if you joined in.
Oh,
if you listened back to the podcast and you want to join in on something retrospectively, you can do. We might use it next week. john@absoluteradio.co.uk is the email, absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets for the upcoming gig. But here's the podcast and enjoy it. Well, hello there. Happy Saturday. Thank you to Ben. Thank you to Abby. It's John Richardson here with Angela Barnes.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Are we both in a good mood? Has it happened? Have we coincided?
I'm the other side of a bad mood.
Right, you've come out the other side.
Yeah, I got up at 3:45 this morning, so I was very, very grumpy.
Oh, yeah.
I was a bit delirious, then I was very grumpy.
Yeah.
And now I don't know what I am.
Great.
I'm taking it second by second.
Oh, this is
going to
be fun. We don't know what... Oh, this could be the last ever John Richardson show.
I did something I've never done before last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds far more exciting than I'm supposed to.
Brace yourselves, listeners.
That's not why I got up at 3:45. I couldn't work out what to do logistically today because I was in North Yorkshire last night and I had to get here. And this
here
car
being London,
charging and then you think, oh, hang on, I could get a train.
Yeah.
And then I went to bed and I just thought, tomorrow, John, I'll deal with it. And I hadn't planned it out.
That is not like you.
And I took future me. I sort of respected future me. I thought, do you know what? He knows what he's doing. I'm just going to go to bed and set an alarm for a time that I think he needs to get up.
Yeah.
And he can sort it. And I sort of delegated to future me. It was very exciting.
What's happening, John? This isn't you.
I think, well, it is. Is it me? I wouldn't trust anyone. Like, I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh, you wouldn't say, I'll let Angela sort it
tomorrow?
I wouldn't
say, Angela sort it at 4 a.m.
But even though I was also up at 4 a.m.
I know. How long can this last?
Morning. not long. I'd give us till about 9:30 and then
well,
they'll
there we
be phoning
go.
It
Luckily,
in.
Will and Charlie are here, so they will take over. You're right to take over in about 30 minutes?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
look very... Are you all right, Charlie?
I'm all good.
Are you sure?
I think Charlie's come straight from a Halloween party. I think that's what's happened here.
You put a lovely, you put a lovely picture of your outfit on, and I didn't know what you were, but I didn't want to say anything in case it was a cool thing. And it was a cool thing. It was an Arrested Development thing, wasn't it? But you were blue all over, weren't you? And I was a vampire.
I just had a pumpkin T-shirt on.
Pumpkin T-shirt. And Will, you were?
Some sort of butcher.
Great.
That's fine, isn't it? Sort of Halloween-ish.
But the whole team got into the spirit of it, and that's what counts.
That is what counts, isn't it? Did you you went to your neighbours, didn't you?
I just went around to my neighbours, and they had like lots of kids coming to trick-or-treat, and it was lovely.
And
was nice.
Presumably they also knocked on your door. And just
but we were at the neighbours, so...
The new people are grumpy.
We're the Grinches next door, yeah.
I shut my gate because I didn't have any decorations out because I wasn't in.
Right.
So I thought, I don't want people to think I'm fun, because I'm not. So I didn't put any deck, but I shut the gate. Someone opened the gate and rang my Ring doorbell anyway. I nearly, because you can talk to them on the Ring doorbell, I nearly logged on to say, I mean, what do you think I'm going to do? You think I'm hiding inside with all the lights off?
We came out of our house last night to go next door at about 6 o'clock, and I was carrying a box of, I bought some like Halloween donuts. So I was carrying a box of Halloween donuts to take next door, and these kids walked past, and they thought we'd just got them from that house trick-or-treating. So they were like, go to that house, you get donuts. And I was like, no, you don't.
I thought you were going to say you fell over and face-planted into the donuts.
Oh, sorry to disappoint you there, John.
Yeah, it really was. You really got me.
Oh.
I came out last night, and it was dark, and I was carrying a tray of donuts. go on. I just got there fine. Now then, if you couldn't be with us last week, we always start with a little recap.
Yep.
Previously on the John Richardson Show. The first thing is always something I said that makes me look foolish that Will and Charlie decided to repeat. It's usually some sort of smutty innuendo because their minds are in the gutter like all of the young people today. But anyway, this is... I'm excited because I never know what this is either.
I've got a feeling I know what it's going to be.
Here is the highlight of last week's show.
They can't see it.
If I sound out of breath, I've just been dabbing.
Oh, that's when you were being youth.
I was being all young, wasn't I?
You were,
all young and hip. Those days are gone.
Well, I'd love to contradict you there, John. But...
Never felt old. I think I creak today. That's how I feel. If I was to bend down and go...
Have you started doing the, when you get up out of the chair, you make involuntary noises? Yeah. Is that happening now?
And and getting into a chair and knowing you're not getting up again.
Yep.
I've got to that point. Oh, no. That's just that couple of inches lower than I thought.
Oh, and you have to do that thing where it's like, when I go to sit down in the living room now, I have to make sure I've got everything in reach that I possibly need for the whole evening, because I don't want to have to keep getting up.
That is the oldest I feel when I think, well, I'll just watch this then, because I'm not changing the channel.
It's like, when I was a kid, we didn't have remote controls. You had to get up and turn the telly over. So you would just end up going, oh, just watch whatever.
And the buttons were also the tuning dial.
Yeah, that's right.
You had to press the channel and then tune it.
Do you remember when you used to get
it?
The like rolling picture when the vertical hold went? Charlie and Will don't know what we're talking about right
well,
now.
It's all right, because we'll be dead soon, so you don't have to worry about it.
You'll never have to worry about vertical holes.
Horrible stories. Unless the apocalypse comes and we go back and it's our skills you need.
But we'll be gone.
You don't think we'll last?
Have you seen us? We're not lasting in apocalypse,
I'd like to think I get to episode 2, where they just pin their hopes on maybe I'm the guy that can bring the community together, and then I don't make it. What was it? Was it cold in the end? The aspirin was on the other side of the room. He couldn't be bothered to go and get it. Now, I brought Angela down last week in Saturday Smugness. I do it every week because I mean it's...
It's my favourite bit of the week, really.
Is it?
I need bringing down a peg or two, let's
Lovely. Well, stay tuned. More in an hour. She found a replacement for... You got a cardigan that you lost years ago. You found the exact replacement in a
charity shop. Yeah.
I was mean about it. Caroline's been in touch off the back. Let's see what she thinks.
Hi, John. I thought you were very harsh on Angela for being smug about finding a replacement cardigan last week. As a woman in my mid-40s, I thoroughly enjoyed her tale of charity shops and cardigans. I felt her joy at finding the cardigan, and you, as a fellow faithful member of the Cardigan Club, should relate to that. Yours sincerely, Caroline.
Thank you, Caroline. That's what I thought. I thought I'd tell him a a story about cardigans. How can John Richardson possibly take me down? And do you know what I've done since last week, John?
Yeah, I do.
Because we talked about, didn't we, how I could recycle the old cardigan by chopping the arms off and making a vestigan. And
I've
done it.
You have, and it's really good as well.
And you even tried it on, didn't you?
I did try it on,
and you did some knitwear catalogue poses, didn't you?
I did some knitwear catalogue poses,
and I'm going to put them on Instagram, aren't I?
Oh, you're going to put them on Instagram. Well, I'm only on TikTok now, so I won't see them. So you support Caroline. Just to put the flip side, shut up, Caroline. That's the alternative view on that. I totally agree. But the whole point of that is that's my one link to be very mean.
Yeah.
If you'd have told me that 10 minutes earlier or 10 minutes later, I'd have backed you right up, mate.
You would.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a lovely feeling. But the whole point of Saturday Smugness is I'm horrible about the things you've achieved.
Okay. Well, we'll see what you do to me today.
All right. Now, I also locked Jason Manford up in the literal police last week, supposedly bringing an end to our feud. And the relentless accusations that I just follow Jason Manford anywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Let's bring it to a close now with this from Dan.
Hi, John. After locking Jason Manford up for a week during the literal police last week, and the fact the last few shows have included some reference to following in the footsteps of him, I have some thoughts. Firstly, would anyone suggest that Roger Moore was following in the footsteps of George Lazenby when he took on the role of 007? Did Christian Bale copy George Clooney when he donned the cape and cowl as Batman? I've enjoyed the laughs during your show on my Saturday morning and the sedative quality of Manford's Sunday show, so I believe you both offer something without one being a copy of another. Keep doing your thing, John. And all the best to you, your co-stars, Charlie, Dave, and Chimpy. Cheers. Dan from Canada.
John, that's you putting on an accent, isn't it?
That, I mean, if he's not recording audiobooks for a living. Oh, that was incredible. The minute he said, I have some thoughts, I was like, well, I'll listen to 3 days worth. Whatever you've got.
So sure that was you.
That was beautiful. I sort of want to play that again immediately.
During the
songs,
John.
Dan from Canada, you're probably wondering how I got here. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. No, you can't play a voice note from someone who should be presenting the show. Because now, that's awful. That's like coming off the back of a classical song with me going, oh, that was loud, wasn't it? Very stringy. Sorry, Dan.
I love the idea that somebody tuned in while that was on, going, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, who's this guy?
And then, all right.
In an alternative universe, I am sending a voice note to Dan in Canada and the world is a better place. But I am going to play that again later. I'm going to have a little listen now as well. Anyone like to bring anything to the agenda?
Or yeah,
should we proceed
like
as normal,
something.
As per the minutes of the meeting? What would you like to bring?
I've discovered chocolate-covered custard creams and I can't stop thinking about them.
Oh, you've got some over there.
I brought some in and I feel like it's too early to crack them open.
No.
But Will has just made me a coffee and I feel like it needs to be dunked in.
What time do you get up for?
I got up at 4, yeah.
So if you'd have got up at 8, it'd be the afternoon now.
That's true.
So you're well overdue for a custard cream, mate.
Oh, can we put the next song on so I can have one?
It's not entirely how it works. I'm not against it. If you'd have brought a snack that I could have had, perhaps we would have put it on.
Oh, they're not vegan, are they?
No, they're not. But I've just had a banana because I like fruit and like natural food and stuff for my body.
Oh, please.
The look Charlie's giving me. Absolutely fuming. You're thinking about custard cream. Should I say what I'm thinking about? I drove down this morning listening to Ben, who was on before us, Coley. He played Bed-Shaped by Keane.
I
get really into it. Then he played Radio Gaga by Queen.
Oh, true.
Really, it were two bangers. And then I thought, oh, Keane and Queen. I thought maybe there's something in rhyming bands as like a double act. If you could see two bands together, but they have to rhyme. Then I spent a long time thinking.
Have you got a load in the bank now?
I've got, well, I think my favourite, I went for sort of 90s. The first one I came up was like a 90s vibe.
Yeah.
Space, and then Ace of Base.
Oh, nice.
Back to back. That's a hell of a gig, isn't it?
That is a gig.
That would be a cracking gig.
Who would you have open and who would you have close?
I'd have Space headlining,
yeah,
just because I like
too.
More of their hits.
Yeah.
There's the three
Ace of Base,
haven't
they?
There's the summer one, there's the cardigan one, and there's the All That She Wants one.
The cardigan one, what's that?
Yeah, one they wrote for me about cardigans.
Well, speaking of which, I have put the photos of you in the vestigan on Instagram.
Check,
if anyone wants to have a look.
Check Angela's Insta out, kids. What's your Instagram? At
Angela_Barnsley.
Angela_Barnsley, if you want to see me wearing a vestigan that was made bespoke by you.
Yeah, it was.
I should tell you my other one. These two acts aren't gigging together other than at the John Richardson Rhyming Festival. Kings of Leon. than Celine Dion.
Oh, beautiful.
That's a good gig, that, isn't it?
Oh, we can have a little... Have you got another one? Give us the first and we'll see if we can guess the second.
Oh, no, I was going to throw it out to you there.
Oh, okay.
I have got one that I think is a triple header, but I'm saving that.
You've put me on the spot here. All I've got is Blur and Olly Murs, but it doesn't quite work.
I was thinking Blur and The Cure.
The Cure.
It needs a bit of work, that one.
In your accent, it almost works.
Blur and The Cure. Anyway, so text those in, 81215 033 0123 1215, john@absoluteradio.co.uk if you'd like to email in with some context. We will also do all the usual stuff this morning. The Literal Police will be back cleaning up the English language. First one this week, a self-referral.
That's great. Somebody's turned themselves into
the Literal Police, so we'll have a look at
it's
that and
working,
see what we think.
John. It's working. How great.
Smugness is back. I will be in the second hour of the show just being needlessly mean to people who've achieved something.
Yeah,
because otherwise there's too much of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's you first, isn't it? And then it's somebody who's been nominated who's out there and being smug. And then we've done Taylor Swift.
Oh, you've done loads of people.
Cristiano Ronaldo or someone. Just bring people down.
Yeah.
It's what I do. It's great radio.
And the good thing is as well, it's keeping my therapist in a job. So, you know, it's got a purpose.
One dedication a week on this show, but it has to have some grit in it. So we call it I Love You. But if you want a happy birthday or you've been married 50 years, well done to you. Not the place here. So something a little bit mean. We've got one of those coming up from Sophie later on. More news on Absolute Radio Live and a special little competition we're going to do today in studio.
I'm looking forward to this.
I get to judge my colleagues.
You're going to really relish it.
Last night I warmed up by judging a 6 years and under pumpkin carving competition. And I'll tell you what, if you can look into the eyes of a six-year-old and say, not good enough. Not good. Not as good as the other ones, that. They're saying you're all winners, but some of these are not.
Are
just
not
to
winners.
Be absolute. You're going
to
get sweets.
They've got
don't
to
cry.
Learn.
You're going to get sweets.
I don't believe all this you're all winners stuff. They've got to learn that some people are better than you.
Well, that's, there can be only one winner, can't there? So
absolutely.
By virtue.
Who won?
Well, what I did, I went the other way and I just thought I was going to really target one kid. So I gave those six there. I gave five of them a prize and I said, I would love, there's six prizes, but yours is so far below the standard of the others. It would be a disgrace to the other five if I pretended if it was even worthy.
Wow.
There was one in the 6 years and under category that was just a knife stuck into the pumpkin with all blood coming out of it. You've got to reward that in the 6 and under category, haven't
you?
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Absolutely remarkable. This rocks the studio.
It's really hard.
Producer Will said, and I'm going to grass him up here, he said, do you mind if I Google some?
I do mind if you Google some.
Yeah, Will, actually.
It's not for content.
Will. Your brain will never get better if you just go straight to Google.
The content is your failure. I care less about rhyming bands than I do about naming and shaming people who cannot think of... People who work at a station where... What's the slogan here? Real music matters. And you can't think of two bands that rhyme.
I'm sorry, all right.
You need to have a long, hard look at yourself, mate.
Honestly.
I've been up since 3:45 and I've got two.
Yeah.
Has Charlie got one?
No.
But at least she's trying, John.
I'm trying my best.
She's not Googling it. Disappointed, Will.
And you haven't had long either, given how long it took you to do the Wordle this morning, so you've done very well.
Charlie's not happy with that.
Not happy with that. How are you getting on, Angela?
I'm saving them. Like, give me a minute.
You've got the first half.
Yeah.
That's not really how it works with rhymes. I've got a band, I just haven't got one that rhymes with it.
That's basically where I'm at, but
Will?
I'm nearly there.
I've got one.
Go on.
But it's tenuous.
I like the tenuous, the better.
Muse and the Foos.
They're the Foo Fighters, I think you'll find.
Yeah, I'm not having that Muse and the Foos, I'm afraid.
I almost went with George Michael and Bombay Bicycle Club. That doesn't work.
The listener, as ever, is doing better than you
are. Thank goodness for the listeners.
So I genuinely think this is a cracking gig from Sam. Blue and the Who.
Oh, got to have the Who clothes, right?
I think there's something funny about having Blue on after the Who. Especially if Who smashed the stage up.
And also, actually, the Who probably want an early night, don't they? They're getting on a bit.
I've worked with some of the guys from Blue, and they're very polite young men. And I think if the Who smashed the stage up, Blue would tidy it up while they perform.
That's nice.
I think it would be a lovely touch. I've had that where have you ever followed a magician at a gig?
Oh, and where there's bits of stuff
playing
everywhere.
Playing cards and bits of peanut everywhere and cake. So I have gone on before with a broom and just swept the stage up while I'm doing my work. I call it work. Kathy in Wakefield says, inverted commas, tell me how you feel. I would literally like to see. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, it's fine. She would literally like to see.
I would literally like to see The Jam and Wham. at the same
gig. Oh, that would be a cracking gig.
And an anonymous text says, Green Day and Gene Ray.
Oh.
The angriest producer Will has ever been.
He's so upset, isn't he?
I've seen you this
Will,
angry since
you're good at producing. You don't have to be good at word games.
Whatever.
It's fine. You've got other skills, mate.
Really angry, isn't he?
Yeah,
because he can see them flying in on text as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like he can even say it's hard. They are absolutely rolling it.
They really are. And we've got loads between us.
Well,
as
you've
well.
Just said you've got seven, haven't
I've
you?
I've got seven, yeah.
And
I've got them lined up.
Do you want to say the one you tried to swing by the judges?
No, fine. Let's just get on with it.
Well, the two he tried to swing by us. What was the first one he tried?
The first one was Placebo and Snow Patrol.
we're just in the next break. We'll give Will a little lesson on what rhyming means.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done for not trying to go for diction at this time in the morning, because you know what these young people are like. Anyway, it's time for I Love You But. Everyone now is filling their show with, people who are in love and having birthdays and, see you for cake time or whatever.
Do you know not what? My husband last Sunday got up and ran a 10K with some other people at 8 o'clock in the morning. Isn't that horrible? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, you file papers?
Of course. Yeah,
absolutely. Welcome back.
We can be friends now, can't we, John?
At the finish line when he bursts through the tape and you just present it to him. Is that a certificate? Yeah, of sorts.
Yeah.
You've beaten your PB for marriage. You've got your time down. Anyway, this week's I Love You But is a little bit nice, and then it gets a little bit nasty, and it comes from Sophie.
Lovely.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for giving me this week's one and only dedication. I'd like to make it to my boyfriend, Andrew. Andrew, thank you so much for everything that you do for me. I love you and I couldn't be happier with you. But after what you've done this week, I am genuinely unsure about how we move past this, because every Wednesday we've sat down and watched the latest episode of Slow Horses, the whole series, up until this week when you watched the finale without me. And I know I was working late, but I was so horrified when I went in to Apple TV and it said it had already been watched. You are an absolute disgrace for watching the final episode without me. You even tried to cover your tracks and you didn't tell me. You've got some making up to do, quite frankly. Your loving girlfriend, Sophie.
Do you know what? If Sophie had said he'd had an affair, I would have gone, come on, Sophie, you can work through this. But this
is huge, isn't it?
Unforgivable.
A huge... And the final episode as well.
The final episode. Like, put it in some context. It's like, my lovely husband, mm-hmm. right? Because I've been on tour, we've saved them all up, season five. We haven't watched any of them yet. And he's been out, he could have watched them, but he hasn't. We're going to binge watch them together when my tour's finished.
I've done the same with Leaf. we're going to watch them together.
That's the hamster
pledged.
People, yes. That's lovely.
I do think that's really big. It's a real trust issue. And the fact that she was working as well. It's not like she'd gone on a night out.
No.
And he's like, oh, do you know what? Then I'm going to watch. She's at grafting. Probably a nurse, isn't she?
Probably something like
something
that.
Something like that. Firefighter.
Pediatric nurse.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he's just sat at home.
I've gone, I'm just going to watch it. And he's thought, she won't find out. Forgetting that it shows that you've...
I'll tee it up and I'll just pretend I haven't seen it.
Seen it, yeah.
And I bet he was going to go, oh, I'll tell you what I bet happens next.
Yeah.
Absolute snake, mate. You're a snake.
Yeah. You're gone, Andrew.
So, I don't even think I want to dedicate the song to him. It's that bad.
Yeah.
We've never had an I Love You But. So, yeah, actually, this isn't for you, Andrew.
Yeah.
You don't deserve a song.
In fact, you're not allowed to listen. Sophie's going to listen to this without you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then pretend she hasn't heard it before. See how you like that. If you want next week's dedication, and it can't be as bad as that, really, because I don't think I can cope with just the knowledge that people are treating each other like this.
It's just shameful.
So I just think, is this a world I want to live in? No. Anyway, Andrew, this is not for you. Categorically, this is for Sophie.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. John's got a mouthful of flapjack.
Yeah, a mouthful of flapjack, and you've just reminded me of a horrible joke I used to tell.
I did. I've gone right back into the back catalogue and reminded you of a joke that it really upset me, that joke, because I was like, oh, that's why boys don't like me. But anyway.
I think we'll have to say what the routine was now, because it sounds like it's something worse than it was.
It does, actually. No, you used to do a routine about being on a date with a girl and she tripped over and it put you off her and you wouldn't go on a second date. And I was like, oh my God, I walk into doors and lampposts and everything. No wonder I can't get second dates with people.
Oddly now, gone totally the other way. You walk into a glass door on a date, I'll propose there. That is all I walked into a glass door this week.
Did you?
Yeah, it's been coming for such a long time.
Oh.
And I properly... on my way into a restaurant, and I just watched someone go through the door, so I knew there was a door there.
You still did? Did you think they'd left the door open?
It all came so last minute. I watched them go in and push a door, so I knew there was a door. And then just as I was about to push the door, my brain said, oh, don't push it, that's not a door. And I just totally walked straight into it in front of everyone. And then you got to go into the restaurant.
Oh, no.
Where you've just walked into a glass door.
But did anyone say anything?
No, they were all just awkwardly pretending they hadn't seen. It was quite a thick door, so there wasn't like a ting.
Oh, I did it once in, sort of the opposite. It was when I was at university and in the Union Bar, and I went to push the door open to go into a crowded bar, but the glass had been taken out. I didn't realise because it had obviously got smashed. There was no glass, so I just fell through the door into the bar.
Very Only Fools and Horses.
Very Only Fools
Very
and
good.
Horses.
Yeah. Right, let's do some of these bands before I bring you down for being smug about
Lovely.
Something.
Lovely. Well, can I give you some
to?
Of my bands then, so I can
let's
get...
Let's do your
you
ones
know.
Then.
All right, I've got R.E.M. and Eminem.
Lovely.
That's quite... It rolls off the tongue nicely
it
as
does.
Well,
you could slip
that?
Boney M in there as
oh,
well and
yeah,
have a triple
nice.
Bill.
Oh, I love a bit of Boney M.
See how easy it comes when you
See,
click into it,
Will.
Will.
It's quite, yeah.
It just comes.
I've got... I like this one. This is great double bill.
Mm-hmm.
Leo Sayer and Slayer.
Oh, that's a good gig.
Right?
That's
what
a really
a gig.
Good gig.
Something for everyone there, isn't there?
That's it.
Really. Flaming Lips, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah. What else have I got? Coldplay, Brian May.
Less happy about Brian May as a solo artist.
He has
really.
Done solo stuff.
He has done stuff. Badger, 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 Badger.
Yes, that one.
That one.
How about Abba and Shabba?
Does Shabba rank?
Shabba
really?
Ranks, isn't it really? Yeah, all right, you can have that. The Pretenders and the Mindbenders.
On a different day, like Shabba ranks as like an Abba. Put them together.
Oh, nice.
Shabba.
Yeah, Abba ranks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Abba
that's
ranks.
The one,
yeah,
it?
That's
what was that last one?
Yeah. The last Pretenders and the Mindbenders.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've got Rolling Stones and Grace Jones.
Oh, that one's coming on text as well.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, funny
oh, I
that,
didn't
isn't
steal it?
It,
I promise.
Yeah, funny that, isn't it?
I didn't steal it. I didn't look at the text.
What a coincidence. My favourite ones, I do keep them coming out. Some of them are brilliant. the Clash and Grandmaster Flash, stuff like that, where it's a good
gig. That's a great gig.
That's Ian in Beckenham. My favourite ones, just to be clear, are the slightly tenuous ones. So one anonymous says, the Foals and the Pussycat Dolls.
Dolls and Foals rhymes in my accent.
In your accent, it does. But if you speak properly, it doesn't.
How do you say dolls?
Dolls.
Dolls. Dolls and Foals. Dolls. Dolls. Oh, yeah, it doesn't work.
I say
work
it a little bit creepy,
it?
That's how
yeah,
I say
that
it.
Was quite creepy.
The Foals and the Pussycat Dolls.
Foals and Dolls.
Foals
works.
And Dolls, mate. How you been, mate? Oh, you know how it is, Foals and Dolls.
I love it when you do my accent.
Oh, dear. I'm going to use that this week. I'm going to get that into conversation somehow. Well, you know, it is Foals and Dolls, isn't it? It sounds like it really means something.
It really does. It does. What is that rhyming slang for?
Yeah, like, if someone said that to me, I would totally agree with them. Let's go, it is, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, Foals and Dolls, mate. Right, do you want to very quickly be smug about something and I'll be very quickly mean to you, or do you want a bit of time?
I know, I could be quickly smug.
Yeah.
Let's get it over and done with.
Go
Let's rip the Band-Aid off.
It's smugness where I'm horrible. Last week I was horrible because you found a cardigan in a charity shop, even though that is something I do myself.
Yeah.
So just showcasing what I can do.
Yeah.
Even if you've done something I can do and would approve of, I will be horrible to you about it.
It's the range that you've got, isn't
it's
it?
What
That's
I bring.
What it is.
It's what I bring.
Okay, so, as you know, I moved house a couple of months ago, and I have a garden now for the first time.
Yeah.
And a few weeks ago, I bought bird feeders for the front and back garden.
Lovely.
And it took the birds a while to find them, but now the other morning,
you
I
buried
saw...
buried them.
Oh, yes, I did, yeah. Put them underground. Now, I saw some birds using my bird feeder for the first time this morning. So that felt really nice.
Oh, lovely. Well, that's great. That what you've done there is you've taken a wild animal, you've made it dependent on a product that when you're away on tour, you will not supply and those birds will die. You basically killed those birds. That's what you've done there. See how easily it comes.
I also like how I've got a defence to that, but you've got your hovering over the button because I haven't got time to defend it.
No, you
it.
Can
like,
defend yourself.
I can defend it. My husband works from home. He'll feed them while I'm away on tour. It's fine.
He's running 50K for fun. This isn't a man who cares about nature. So it's that time when, just to counteract some of the smugness that's going on other stations, where people who've got it all brag about it and then get a song dedicated to them by a DJ who's also got a great life. We don't do that.
So we don't have a great life.
We don't
why.
Do that. Nobody wants to hear that, do they?
No.
Oh, I got up early this morning and the sun was rising. I was just thinking about how good everything is. All right, check the news. So, what we do is a little bit different. So you can nominate someone who's been smug about something and I'll be horrible to them and that'll make you feel better. Or you can tell me something you're smug about and I'll bring you down a peg or two. This week, Mark has been in touch and he's smug for this reason.
Hi, John. I'm feeling incredibly smug this morning. I went out to the pub with my mate last night. We had a cracking time. Good chat, good beer, and all around a good time. The thing I'm smug about, though, is that we ended on an uneven round. He got one more than me, and he definitely won't remember that was the case. So not only have I had a good night with a mate, I've come out about £5 up. I'm buzzing. Cheers.
It's very good.
See, that's very different to me, though, because if that was me, I'd come away feeling guilty.
Oh,
I
would
feel smug. I'd be like, oh no,
yeah.
I should have got another drink in and I haven't. And now I have to remember next time I meet them that I have to go first.
Yes.
And what if they don't, or they think I've forgotten and then they're going away going, I can't believe they didn't get another round in.
So you're bringing the smugness down by saying Mark is just fundamentally a bad person.
A nasty person.
He's just a bad person. That's one way of doing it. Yeah. You should feel bad about that. You've basically fleeced a mate.
Yeah.
That's what you've done there, Mark.
I don't know how you're not riddled with guilt, Mark. I would be.
My first thought was he definitely knows. Like, there's no way he doesn't know. He might not say something, and that's very different. That is the sort of resentment that's going to simmer for years until there's an argument about something bigger, and then he's going to go, I remember when we were doing the Cavendish, and you knew I got that extra round in, and you said nothing, and I bought crisps on my round, and you didn't buy any snacks.
Where's his friend from?
Near where he's from, but he's travelled about a bit. So basically, fundamentally, Mark, you are a bad person, according to Angela, and I'm going to say your friend does remember. Remember, and will store it for years, and that friendship will also collapse, and then you'll find it difficult to make other friends because you're a bad person.
Yeah, that's the long and short of it, I think.
It's the long and short. There are very few other shows, I think, where that would be said to someone who's joined in with your show.
So a kind listener who's just joining
just
in the band.
Just a lovely little voice. No, you're a bad person, you'll never have friends. I don't think, you know... You could troll through Wogan's entire back catalogue and I don't think you'd find a link like that.
No.
I'm not saying that's a good thing. We both know who's winning.
You've got to be honest.
But you've got to know what you do. You've got to know what you bring to the world.
Absolutely.
And I am, what did you call me, Charlie? Poisonous little troll?
Spiteful little goblin.
Spiteful little goblin, man. Okay.
You'd think I'd feel bad, wouldn't you, after the...
No, because I know you, John.
No, it really cheers me up.
Yeah, it does.
The paediatric nurse who worked in A&E. I don't know if you did.
I think you performed that you felt bad because you knew that you should.
Oh, no, the worst kind of person.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, guys, I actually feel bad about that. Oh, really? You're still laughing?
Yeah.
And you've written down on your hand, listen to own podcast. That's odd. That's very odd. So, amongst other things this morning, we've been discussing rhyming double acts.
Oh, this is great. We've had some great ones here.
We've had some cracking ones on the text. And not so much in the studio. Dried up in the studio.
We'll still try him, bless him. I think he had David Bowie and Bon Jovi. Nearly there. Nearly there. You're getting closer, mate. I've got a favourite one already, so I'm going to save that. That's come in. First of all, I'm going to give you Engelbert Humperdinck and Pink.
Yeah, I like that.
Aaron in Epsom.
That's just a fun gig. That's a fun gig, that. Everyone's having a good time there.
Yeah, something you could take your mum. Your mum's going to enjoy it. And mind you, I'm saying that like Pink is a young, hip, new act. She's been going for about 25 years.
your mum could handle Pink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. What else?
There's some I'm not sure of. Ali and Graham.
You know, okay. Yeah, there's a couple of borderline here with Ali and Graham, aren't there?
The problem I've got is if you put Bananarama in anything, it just is fun and it makes me want to endorse it, but I'm not sure the rhyme is good.
No, it's not. Bananarama and Nirvana.
It's fun to say, though, isn't it?
Bananarama and Nirvana.
It's sort of like a different text. Are you having that as a rhyme, Will?
That rhymes.
Well, that says everything, doesn't it? That says even Ali and Graham are listening, going, oh, okay.
I'll tell you the gig I want to go to, though, John, out of Ali and Graham's, is Hanson and Marilyn Manson.
That's the one, isn't it?
That's the gig.
You've got to put that carefully.
Oh.
Because I think if you put Marilyn Manson on first.
Oh, that'd be great.
They're all leaving before Hanson come out.
Yeah.
I think. Tricky one.
My favourite that's come in, and unfortunately it has to be done in a Yorkshire accent, which has been specified by Paula. It has been specified by Paula.
Go on, I've done your voice. You do a Yorkshire accent.
Blur and sure.
That sounds like a meme.
Blur and sure.
Have you done the blur and sure?
The blur and sure.
That's where you sort of take a picture, but you've got to pixelate certain bits before you put it on a group.
Blur it before you sure it.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think of this picture? Well, you'd have to blur and sure. No one wants to see that, do they?
Got my finger caught.
What on? What have you...
I'm sorry, I've got my finger caught in my headphones and it really hurt.
Okay, do you need a minute? Yeah. You're taking it very well. You're happier having caught your finger than Will is with a texter that's going well. This is my favourite texter we've ever done just because of how angry it's made you.
You just can't do it, Kenny. It's so sweet.
There's a bit there where it just went, well, people are just Googling him, aren't they? Yeah. It was very Noel Gallagher, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I'm just Googling him now, aren't they? They're not even doing it properly.
Have you come up with one yet, Will?
It's too lowbrow for me.
Too lowbrow? Oh, the game is too lowbrow for you. I'm terribly sorry, Will. You're too lowbrow for a drunken chimp. That's what we are, John, on this show.
Charlie has some for the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nickelback.
Yeah.
And Fleetwood Mac.
Oh,
Nickelback,
nice.
And Fleetwood Mac is very
I mean,
good.
I'd only come to the half of the gig that Fleetwood Mac are on. I think I could give Nickelback a swerve. That's when I'd go to the bar.
And then Radiohead and Grateful Dead.
Nice.
Lovely.
Nice.
And you're clapping them out like a little
really
ribbon.
I'm really excited.
Will look so upset.
I'm so excited because I've got three and he's got none. and then this is a bit... Paramore and the Doors.
Shouldn't have ended on that.
You were
one.
Doing really well. You should have started with that one.
Robbie.
Will actually told me that one.
There's such a lovely, lovely sibling rivalry going on.
It really is, isn't it? Twice I've seen Charlie punch Will on the arm in this show. It's lovely.
Mark and Kroll and Muse and the B-52s. That's a nice one.
Nice.
U2 and Kajagoogoo singing Agadoo.
Oh, put the song
That's
in.
That's really good.
That's beautiful.
Bus driver Mark from Port Glasgow.
I hope he's not texting while driving the bus.
I don't think so.
I hope you've pulled into a lay-by.
Keep up the work that's good enough to keep me here, he says. I don't know if he means on his bus. I'm just
what
about...
What a bar to hear. Yeah.
Keep up the work, guys. Just to let you know, finger is just hanging over the dial. Thinking about switching, but see how you get on.
Rolling Stones and Undertones.
Yeah, a bit root one. But they have also come up with, this person's also got Ace of Base and Black Lace. I quite like that.
Yeah, well, I had an Ace of Base one earlier, so we could make it a triple bill now. And on the big, I think this is becoming a rhyming festival now. So Simon and Hereford says, the Eurythmics and Little Mix. And then, of course, you could add to that Jimi Hendrix and Styx. So you've got four acts on there. I think that's a, I am willing to hire a marquee. Yeah. On the strength of this alone.
This is going to be such a gig. Have you seen this one? House of Pain and Shania Twain.
Yeah, that's really good.
What a double bill.
That's really good. And that's come in from James.
You could jump around and then go, that don't impress me much. Isn't that beautiful?
And then sit down.
And then sit down. Yes!
God, he's back. It's nice to hear him
laugh again, isn't it? Because he's been really upset.
He's had a really bad morning.
He's not had a good one.
He's had the most sleep out of all of us, and it just goes to show that actually, he's not happy with that either.
He's not. He's really not happy this morning, Will. Will, have you done Wordle today yet?
I've just tried. It's not going well.
Oh, Will.
Now then, let's do some actual public service.
Yes, it's about time on this show, I think.
Every week, if you haven't joined us for this before, we are the literal police. Mm-hmm. So we literally imprison people in a literal prison who misuse the word literally in society. Now, this person is a repeat offender.
Oh, dear.
To what's happening. So it's mainly we get a lot from podcasts. We get a lot from the world of sport, don't we?
So many from sport. It's the hyperbole, isn't it?
It's the hyperbole and the speaking without any script or they're improvising. They're trying to make it sound like something amazing has just happened.
They're trying to make sport sound fun.
It is fun and sometimes it's brilliant, but by nature, if it was brilliant all the time, it wouldn't be brilliant any of the time. So sometimes some games are just average and they've got people in their ear saying, don't say that this was a bad game.
Yeah.
So they have to say, I mean, literally two giants colliding. It's
not, is it?
So we've had a nomination from Alice about somebody that I think we've imprisoned before from their podcast. Let's hear.
Hi, John. I have a literal offence to report. As a long-time fan of Jamie Lang, I was devastated to come across his misuse of the word literally this week. On his socials, he was promoting his new book on publication day. He included a picture of the dedication on the first page of his book, which read, "To my wife, Sophie, and our baby, you are quite literally my world. I've sent the evidence along to you. I am flabbergasted that this crime has been documented in black and white and put out into the universe in the written word. How could his publishers allow this to happen? I hope you can investigate this with the utmost urgency. Sincerely, Alice."
The upsetting thing, John, is it's not just Jamie Lang, is it? An editor's looked at that.
An editor's had a look at that, yeah. I wonder whether, I mean, is a literary work? Is there a defence that says, this is my literary publication, therefore you are literally my world?
No, because it literally...
It's not to do with literary.
It's not to do with literary. And actually, if anything, he should have said, you are figuratively...
Yeah.
My world. That would have been the flowery way to say it.
The problem is we live in a time where it's not enough to dedicate a book to someone and say, you are my world. And
they'll just say,
what, metaphorically?
Yeah.
What, am I just like, idealistically I'm your world? Or would you actually suffocate if I didn't exist?
Yeah. How's that not good enough?
So actually it's a slam, isn't it? It's a slam of his wife and baby, saying that obviously by definition you're not enough, otherwise I wouldn't have to put the word literally in. Do you think that's what's happening
maybe
there?
Maybe that's it. Sophie, what a way to find out.
I met Sophie and Jamie, they're lovely people.
Yeah.
That sounded awful, didn't it?
But I just, you and your showbiz friend.
I don't say it to
I've
name
never
drop.
Met Jamie and Sophie. I'm sure, actually I have met Jamie and
they're lovely
people.
He won't
remember.
I just say it so that you know that I don't do this. These are people I know and I'm still willing to imprison them because as far as I'm concerned that's an imprisonable offence.
Yeah.
I've also got a problem with putting it on Instagram. Like, oh, it's in the book.
I need to put it
on Instagram as well. How much do you love these people?
Yeah.
What else do you love? Have a break. right, now this is a new thing for the literal police. This is a self-referral. Somebody has thrown themselves at our mercy.
They've basically turned up at the front desk.
Yeah. And we'll hear how bad the offender... It must be a bad... If they've ever sorted, you know what? I'm going to have to email them about that. So here we go. This is Balin.
Howdy, John. Balin Leonard here, fellow member of the Absolute Radio family. I'm on Absolute Radio Country. Love the show. Long-time listener, first-time caller, and I have a literal offense to report. And sadly, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. I'm turning myself in. So I had a chat with this big country band called Old Dominion, which, by the way, you can catch up with on the free Rayo app on the Country Music Talk podcast.
Getting a plug in.
Upon listening back, I realized I committed a literal offense. I said to them that they had literally gone from 0 to 60. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't think they did. And I'm not even sure how that would work. Now, I know that you haven't always been kind to your fellow presenters in terms of sending them to literal jail and all that, but I'm hoping that you can take a little bit of mercy on a country boy and let me off with a slap on the wrist. And totally unrelated, your hair looks great. Thanks.
John, don't fall for it.
It's
I can see
defense.
You falling
it's
for
a
it.
Good defense.
Stop it. Just because he's got a lovely voice
take
and he said your
bit
hair
of mercy
looks
on
nice.
This country boy. I'm just doing my best out here trying to put some good radio out into the world.
Can't believe you're falling for it.
Oh, I've gone blushing
John,
a little
you're
bit.
Blushing. I didn't like that.
Let's have a listen to the offense and then I can decide.
So I cannot guarantee that this is going to be a concert filled with joy, but you literally like boom turned it on. You went from literally 0 to 60.
He said it twice.
I was going to let him off the first one. You literally turned it on. I was like, I bet they have turned some
on. Yeah,
they're not. It's not an acoustic gig, is it? Let the man off. And then he's done
even
it.
Though I mean I enjoyed the boom. That was a proper. Boom. I enjoyed that, but you can't, just because you enjoy it doesn't mean it's right.
He's just a country boy.
John, you're weakening. Stop it. We'll take your sheriff badge away.
Listen, here's the thing. I don't know how they got to the gig. I'd be amazed if they weren't on a motorway at some point.
But not at that point.
You literally went from 0 to 60.
I suppose we've all gone to 0 to 60 at some point.
They've stopped at the services.
Yeah.
Big country, they're covering big country. This is the absolute country. You can't cover the whole country and not stop for a sandwich.
You enjoying that, aren't you?
Oh, really? This has been a lovely day for me. I think I'm going to let him off.
Just because he's got a nice voice,
no,
John.
No. Because
they
he said my hair
six.
Looks nice.
Well, he hasn't seen you from behind.
I think.
Oh, I've said a bad thing.
I love it. You seen that viral clip of Gary Lineker saying that's Frank Lampard? And Frank Lampard looks really upset. He basically says, well, you're bald from behind. And Frank, like, it takes him a minute to register.
Oh.
Just so you know, I got that one straight away. And I said, had I not been nasty to you on a weekly basis for the last year, I might be upset.
I only said it, John, because you say it about yourself every single week.
I do say it about myself. I had a lovely chat with a guy called Marcos this week who listens to Absolute Country. Who said they keep playing the advert for your show. And then there was a gap because the next part of that sentence was, but I don't listen.
Yeah.
And there was a really awkward silence. Anyway, hello, Marcos, if you're listening. I think I am going to acquit because I think that band, if they're on tour, they've turned something on and they have at some point gone from 0 to 60.
Well, you know, you have the final say. You're the judge and jury. So I'm not sure I agree, but okay.
And if you want to hear that interview, why not listen to Baylor?
You're going to listen to it, aren't
I'm
you?
Listen
you're
going
to listen
well,
to it as you drift off to sleep tonight.
Oh, I won't be sleeping.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Good morning, happy Saturday.
Did you just check the clock as you said that to check it was still morning, even though the show finishes at 11?
Oh, you see everything,
I
don't
do
you?
See everything,
you
John.
And your eyes. I suddenly thought, oh, what if it's 12 o'clock? But it's not 12 o'clock,
we
it's
10
o'clock.
We wouldn't be here, would we, if it was 12 o'clock?
I'm not going to be awake by 12 o'clock.
No.
3:45 hours up.
We'll be in the pub by 12 o'clock, John. Come on.
I had a conversation with someone this week about how when you set an alarm and you wake up before it. I went to bed last night, I thought, there's no way I'm waking up before a 3:45 alarm. 3:40, bang,
yeah.
Staring at it.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Absolutely infuriating.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is the morning. That's my point.
It's still the morning. It's just been a very long one for us, John, that's all.
Yeah.
It's an interminable morning.
I could have just done with rolling that sleepover from last week, that extra hour. I don't know if the nation would have been happy if I'd have just said, look.
Can we do it next week?
It'd be better for me to have an extra hour in bed next week, if nobody minds. This week's okay, I'm just at home.
Yeah.
Although I was away last week, I was at Centre Park, so I got an extra hour in Centre Park.
Oh, nice. Centre Park's in half term is my idea of absolute hell.
Oh, yeah, if you haven't got kids, don't be going there.
No.
No, not a romantic break. Mind you, your hubby would like it. Just cycle round it, run round it.
Oh, I see what you mean,
stuff.
Yeah, okay,
just constantly, just, they're all very active.
Oh, yeah, oh, no, it's not my sort of holiday.
Squash and badminton and paddle and all that stuff.
Did you play paddle on holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, are you that guy now, John?
No.
I never thought you'd be that guy.
It was pickleball. Is that all right?
Nope.
which I think has come from America, has it?
Yeah, isn't that the one that old people play? Because it's easier than tennis.
Okay, Angela, we're doing the news that wasn't in the news.
Okay,
that was all just me. Can I just point out? All I was going to do is say good morning. You're listening to John Richardson and Angela Barnes on Absolute Radio. And now look, yeah, we've already been talking for 4 minutes and we've just... I was going to say we've insulted each other, but I've actually been very nice.
Have you?
I was just trying to be nice to everybody. And now
it doesn't suit you, John. It's because our defences are up, because we're always braced for the worst.
Playing old people tennis, indeed. It is old people tennis, but I enjoyed it nonetheless.
Yeah.
Will and Charlie are here, but they're both eating Jaffa cakes. And it's the time of the week when we discuss the news that wasn't in the news. Look what you've done to me now.
Oh, you're all maudlin, John. I don't like it.
Cheer me up with a news story that wasn't in the news, but that could or would or should have been in the news.
How about this one? Now, I want to start off with this one by saying the man in question is fine.
That's a great start, Angela.
Okay. He's
That's
fine.
A cracking start.
He's all right.
Right.
He's 77.
Yeah.
He's French. He did fall down a 40-metre ravine into a stream.
Right.
He did do that on his bike.
Better to fall into a stream than not a stream, I would imagine. On his bike?
Depends. I mean, it might just be like mattresses. That would be all right, wouldn't it? Or a crash
That's
mat.
That's true.
You know, there are better things than a stream.
If you don't live near an Acme supply store in a cartoon.
Soft Play Centre.
Yeah, no. Absolutely.
So
all right then.
He fell down a ravine. And what I love about this is because he's French.
Mm-hmm.
So he had his bag with him. He'd just been shopping.
Sack.
Is it Le Sac?
Le Sac.
Le Sac. So obviously, what was in the sack, because he was French?
Du fromage, du vin, du pain, du boursin.
Well, one of those was right. He just had bottles of red wine.
Oh, good lad.
And he was down there for 3 days, and that's what he survived on, thanks to bottles of red wine in his bag.
I mean, I would say he probably would have been all right for 3 days anyway.
So
it's more just that he fell down a ravine and got hammered.
But if you're going to be down a ravine, you might
absolutely.
As well be hammered.
Fair play to the lad. And he's absolutely fine.
And
just want to say it again.
He's got a hangover, but he's fine.
He's absolutely fine. We are doing another news story after this, and we're still doing your rhyming. We can get a few more of those in. Rhyming double acts.
Oh, we've had some lovely ones come in.
Prefab Sprout, no doubt, Francis.
Nice.
Mark and Arnold are on their way to watch Gladiators in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't. I was double booked. They asked me to be a gladiator.
Did they?
Yeah.
What was your gladiator name?
The Rodent.
That came out too quickly.
Yeah. They say, what about Luther Vandross and Bross?
That's lovely.
For a double bill rhyming act.
That's lovely.
I like that. And
again, I like that a lot.
Good gig.
Yeah.
Everyone's enjoying that, aren't they?
I'm upset by some people still not understanding rhyming. Manic Street Preachers and New Seekers. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah, someone suggested House Martins and Dolly Parton, which is that's right on the line, isn't it?
No, it's not even on the line. But they did also do Beautiful South and Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
That works.
That's good. That works. Now, I'm going to take you for my news story that wasn't in the news to Texas.
Just so you can channel Balin again.
I think people
have
been wondering.
Haven't you?
If what would the people sort of who live near where this story happened sound like?
I'm hoping that you can take a little bit of mercy on a country boy.
Mm. Oh, you've got a proper little bromance at Absolute Radio.
That's really nice.
I think Balin John wants to be you. I think that's what it is.
If I sounded like that. Because I was driving down this morning listening and I heard the trailer for me.
Oh.
It's just awful. It's just horrible.
No, it isn't, John.
It's just a horrible noise that comes out of my face.
Do you think your life would be better if you sounded like Balin?
Yeah, I'm hoping you take pity on a little Lancasterian lad. It's just not the same, is it? Anyway, over in Texas, they've done... So we talked about... The Big Bear competition the other week.
Oh, yes.
There is now taking place across Texas State Parks Fat Squirrel Week.
Fat Squirrel Week?
Fat Squirrel Week. If you want to see some pictures of some fat squirrels, so it's all about promoting the natural animals.
Yeah.
And then they fatten up ready for the winter and the hibernations. So one of them in the final was from a park called Fort Richardson State Park.
Why you picked this story.
I was
now.
Googling myself anyway.
Yeah, it
just came up. Do you not want to know what the squirrel was called from Fort Richardson State Park?
Of course.
Chunk Norris.
Chunk Norris.
That's
nice
a bit
word.
Of fun, isn't it? Nutella. That's straightforward from Lake Mineral Well State
Park. I'd call it Fat Butcher.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. I'm picturing it in a little pinny. Cleburne State Park, Stanley the Texas Tank. But the winner was Chunkosaurus Rex.
I mean, I see what they've done.
Yeah.
It's not very satisfying. I think Chunk Norris wins for me.
It's like when we do the sort of gritter thing and some go straight at it, don't they?
Yeah.
But, oh, I mean, Fat Butcher is very good. I don't think she broke Texas.
No,
did she
probably
as a character?
Not. Probably not.
I don't think they got that far.
No.
But Chunkosaurus is a fan favourite at Dinosaur Valley State Park, moving surprisingly fast in his quest for acorns and camper grubs. I just would like that quote to be said about me at some point.
Moving.
He moves quite fast, actually, when he's on hunt for acorns. He doesn't look like he's got it in him.
I can see that little vegan running through the park looking for acorns.
Oh, if he spots an acorn, he's straight through there. Let's
and
just
you've got a very bushy tail.
I have, thank you. It looks
bright
lovely
eyes
in this vest again.
I'm hoping that you can take a little bit of mercy on a country boy.
There's absolutely no justification for playing that at all, other than I like the sound of it. Now, it's just been payday, so what better way to treat yourself and do some good by going to a night of top-class comedy, by which I mean Absolute Radio Live at the iconic London Palladium, Sunday the 16th of November, hosted by myself and Mr. Matt Ford.
So what you're saying is top-class comedy and John Richardson.
Wow. Wowie. Big, really big. Right at the top of the link as well.
Sorry, I couldn't resist it.
We have got James Acaster, Kerry Godleman, Adam Hills, Tom Davis, Fatih El-Ghouri, Dinesh Nathan. Tickets start for £42. Every single ticket sold helps raise money for Prostate Cancer UK. So a bit of that cash make a real difference. Get tickets now, absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. Now, to celebrate this, you have, in your true style, as you do, come up with a little game.
A little way to humiliate you, John.
No, excellent, really. Love it.
A way to those already fractious relationships you have with other comedians, just to really compound that a little bit.
A bit of tension backstage, that's what you think.
Oh, well, I think that gives a good performance. You've got to have a little bit of tension in the air, a little bit of, and then everyone will give their best.
That's what you want at a charity gig, bit of needle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the problem with charity gigs. Everyone's just too nice.
That's it. No one's getting paid. So you think, well, let's turn up and at least have a nice time. And you're saying, no, let's take that away as well.
I'm saying, well, I'm not there. So I'm saying, let's just really stir it up. That's what I'm saying.
I get it. I get what's
happening.
See
happening. What's happening now?
So what's the game?
Good. So the game is, I am going to, I've got a joke from each of the comedians on the bill that night.
Not me.
Including you.
Oh, no.
Right? And then what I'm going to do is, and we've dove into your back catalogue to find one that we're hoping even you won't remember.
Yeah, and I can't remember writing a joke, to be honest. So.
Yeah, do you know how long it took? Yeah. Well, that's why Will's so tired. Anyway, I'm going to read out the joke.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you whose joke it is.
Right.
And what you have to do is rank the joke.
Oh, lovely.
So we've got between 1 and 8 for each of the comedians,
right?
So when I tell you a joke, you have to tell me where you rank it between 1 and 8.
Not knowing what the others are going to be.
Not knowing what the others are going to be and not knowing whose joke it is.
Right, how awful. And now, then we won't at any point name the person.
So we will in the reveal later.
We will afterwards. We'll name and shame. Great,
yeah, we will.
Fantastic.
Good. As a little disclaimer, I'm going to be reading out the jokes. Obviously, I might, not give them what they're worth.
You're going to undersell them.
I'm probably going to undersell them a little bit because I'm not the person who they're written for.
No, sure.
You know?
Okay.
So I'm going to do my best.
Are you going to do the voice of the person?
Absolutely not,
Great. No,
because I want to still have friends in the industry.
Well, I haven't got any to start with,
that
so bring
ship
it on.
Sailed for
there
you,
we go.
But not for me. So
here we go. Joke number one.
Joke number one. My favourite film I've seen at the cinema is the Eddie Redmayne classic, The Theory of Everything. My only criticism is it should have been called Look Who's Hawking.
Oh, that's a really
good
joke.
That's good, isn't it?
It's hard to believe there's going to be a better one than that. I just have to double check it's not mine.
I'm not telling you, John.
That's not mine. That's too good for me. I'm going to put that, joke number one, I'm going to put in number two just in case.
In number two.
I want to put one.
Leave you space just in case.
That's as good as it gets.
So that's, okay, comedian one is going in number two. Mm-hmm. Okay, comedian two. My other half is quite spontaneous, which winds me up. Because I'm like, it's a lovely idea, but next time you plan on doing it, do you want to put it on the family calendar? Spontaneity, week on Thursday, 10 to 5.
Oh, I like it, because it's about organising.
Yeah, it's very up your alley, that one.
Yeah, but it's about people being ultimately happy in a relationship. So it's going to go in joke 7.
7, right, okay. Interesting.
Oh, my other right. half. See, leave it at home, mate.
Come on.
Who cares?
Oh, dear, there's going to be fallout from that one. Right. Comedian number three for you. Penny Mordaunt has apparently been wooing her party faithfuls with a slot called Puddings with Penny. Here's to hoping it starts a series of events such as Vanilla Slice with Richard Tice, Chocolate Log with Jacob Rees-Mogg, and Knickerbocker Glory with Stuart Comerori.
There's only one person on that bill who knows who Stuart Comerori is, and that's Matt Ford, so he's going in number eight.
Oh, so okay, interesting.
No one else is writing Penny Mordaunt gear.
Surely. Right, interesting. Okay. Comedian four. There was a time you could get a pint for a pound. There'll be a time in the future where we tell our grandkids about that. Those were the days, pound a pint, getting paid in cash. Hang on, there's no one here from Inland Revenue, is there?
Okay, all right.
I haven't sold that very well, I grant you. But
yeah, you've really
it's not in a traditional set-up punchline sort of format, is
well,
it?
It's so nice hearing them read by a sort of audiobook reader.
Well, that really needs... Oh, okay. I'll try and do better.
I'm going to put that one in number four.
Number four. Okay. Right, number five.
Give it some, mate. Go on.
All right. I've got a theory about the government. I think they have a big white van, drive around the whole of South East London, pick up everyone who's unwell, and then drop them outside Brixton Station.
Oh, yeah, you sold that one well.
Thanks, mate.
That's very local, that. That, for me, because I don't live in London, I'm going to put in number six.
Bit too London-centric.
What about Wigan, mate?
Yeah. Good point, well made. Right, comedian five is going in number six. Okay, comedian six... Okay, apparently I look like a taxi driver. I know this because some geezer jumped in my car and gave me his address. Thing is, I'm so British, I couldn't say no.
That's definitely not me, because I don't look like I can even drive a car. I'll put that one three.
Comedian six is in slot three. I like turning comedy into admin.
It's really good, isn't it?
Okay, comedian number seven. Right, I've got to be careful. This all rests on how I say this, I think. Okay, all tennis players are witches. Look at Goran Ivanisevic.
Oh, that's Goran God.
Ivanisevic.
So I think that must be Tim Vine, because that's a proper gag.
He's not at the gig, though.
He's not on.
No.
But the problem I've got is...
You've got two slots left, one or five.
There's two left, one and five, and I don't think I've written any of these yet. So I think the last one must be mine. And if I leave one, that's horrific, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to put that one
in number one.
Good pun, isn't it?
Comedian seven is going in number one.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. This is making me so happy right now.
Oh, no.
Okay. And the final comedian. I like this time of year because they turn cream eggs into scream eggs, but there's no other ones you can do. I've written to all the chocolate companies. The only one I've come up with is Boost. Boost.
Okay. It's a pun. It's not as good as the last one.
Do you know whose that is?
That smells of me on 8 out of 10 cats in the olden days. That smells of a special that we've done about Halloween, and I've just run out of gear. So I'm going to put that in five.
In five. Comedian number eight. All right, then. Going in five.
So, crucially, what we're going to do is find out who I've insulted and who I've praised.
Yeah, I could not be happier with how this has gone, by the way. I just want you to know that.
I have ranked eight jokes from the eight comedians performing at Absolute Radio Live from first to eighth, because comedy is the sort of thing you can judge, and there is a mathematical proof that some people are better than others. I'm about to reveal. I've sort of created an atmosphere on this show where when you're all happy, I know something bad is happening to me.
I mean, I can't stress enough how much John doesn't know whose jokes they were
that we read out.
And he's ranked them blind, and I could not be happier with the outcome.
So should we start at the bottom then with who I put bottom?
So are you going to play the joke?
I've got them here. So
that'll be the reveal.
I thought this was Matt Ford because it's about Penny Mordaunt.
In number eight.
So let's find out who I've put number eight.
Penny Mordaunt has reportedly been wooing the party faithful with a series of events called Puddings with Penny. We're hoping this starts a pattern of events including Vanilla Slice with Richard Tice, Chocolate Log with Jacob Rees-Mogg, and Knickerbocker Glory with Stuart Comerori.
Okay.
I mean, you never wanted to go on Last Leg anyway, did you? So it's fine.
Yeah, I think I'm going on in a few weeks.
Right, good luck with that.
Anyway, so with apologies to Hilsey, I was merely trying to stitch up a friend, and I think he'd understand that.
Yeah.
That show's all about camaraderie and looking after each other.
Okay, so let's see how you go with the next one, because it's number seven, which is like second worst.
Second worst, yeah.
Well, I'm a planner. I like to plan things, so he's more spontaneous. He's a bit more into
sports. What have you done?
It winds me up, because I'm like, it's a lovely idea, babe, but next time you plan on doing it, do you want to put it on the family planning calendar? Right? Spontaneity, week on Thursday, 10 to 5.
Kerry Godleman there.
Kerry Godleman, your show. Other co-host.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting next show, isn't it? I'm not here next week, but I'll be tuning in. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. Right. Third bottom, joke number five.
I've got a theory about South London, okay? This is what I think happens. I think the government have a big white van, yeah? And they drive around the whole of London, yeah? And they collect everyone that's not well. Yeah, right? It's true. And then they park up outside Brixton Tube and they open the doors and they go, "Fly, my pretties, fly!"
Did you read the "Fly, my pretties, fly" bit?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
It wasn't on
that.
My thing.
So that's your fault. I would have put that higher if I'd heard the "Fly, my pretties, fly." So, Fatia, you can be angry with Angela for underperforming
your
material.
I think not.
Right, fifth.
I like it now that...
Listen carefully, John. Screams. Listen to every word.
That means it's time for Halloween.
Take my headphones off.
But there's no other ones you can do. I've written to all the children.
Oh, it's so dour.
I don't even want to come up
that's
with
how you sound,
it just sounds depressed.
It just sounds like you, mate.
What's wrong with this man? Horrific.
So
right.
I can't believe you put yourself in the middle, John. That's a bit arrogant.
It could have been worse. It could have been worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
Right, let's never hear that again.
In slot number four, you've put comedian number four. Let's hear who that is.
This is Tom Davis, surely.
We live for a time where it was a pound a pint. Yeah. There'll be a time in the future where we sit with our great grandkids and go, "Yeah, when I was a boy, there used to be a pound a drink. A pound a drink, Grandad, yes, yeah." Paid in cash, used to love it. No one from the Inland Revenue Inn, is there?
That's what give it away to me.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I knew that was Tom. Right, now these three, I have no idea.
Oh, John, what have you done?
So okay. I've got the top three, who's left? So we've
comedian
got
number
Dinesh
six
left.
Put in
we've
three.
Got Acaster. Oh, I've not put 40 top. Surely not.
Well, let's see what happens.
God, I'll be mortified.
Let's see what happens, shall we?
Right. No, so this is third. This is bronze position.
Yeah.
Apparently, I look like a taxi driver, right? I know this. Because some geezer jumped in my car and gave me his address. I'm so British, I couldn't say no.
Dinesh Nathan.
Dinesh in at number three. He deserved it as well.
Yeah.
He kindly did a gig for me in Sheffield the other week and he was absolutely brilliant. I probably heard him do that joke as well.
You did. Just, he did do it that night.
Did
I was
he do
there.
It?
Yeah.
I don't really listen when the other comedians are. Too busy getting feedback on mine. Right, number two.
My favourite film I ever saw at the cinema was the Eddie Redmayne classic.
This is James Acaster in slot number two. I
should have been called
Look
Who's
Talking.
That's my only criticism.
Let's enjoy Acaster first. Oh,
damn it! That can I just be clear? I would have put that joke first.
Yeah, but you wanted to because you heard it
you
first.
You can't put the first joke you hear in the top slot because you don't know what's coming.
Can't backpedal now, mate. You chose the number one spot fairly and squarely without knowing who it was. Let's have a listen.
All tennis players are witches. Look at Goran. Even he's a witch.
That's your good friend Matt Ford you put in first place.
No. No.
Isn't that lovely?
Recount. Recount.
You did it, John. No one else did it. This wasn't a vote.
This is a rigged election. Maybe if I steal the Trump impressions from him, maybe that'll upset him more. This is a fix. We're going to question it. It's not right.
We didn't have a vote, John. Only you had a vote. And you put, I just want that clear, John Richardson put Matt Ford ahead of James Acaster, Tom Davis, Fatia El Gori. He put Kerry Godleman, his friend and co-host, in seventh out of eighth place.
Well,
she's
going to
be furious.
He can MC the first half then, other than like I did last year going in the second half when I've already warmed him up and got it ready, pretending we're co-hosting. That's like doing the last 100 metres of a marathon and saying we ran it together. Absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, if you want to find out whether I was right in ranking those comedians in that order, then you'll have to come along. November the 16th, absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. I might be there, I might not. Okie dokie then.
Yay!
That's my thing, I
John's
say.
Back.
That's it for another show. It's absolutely flown by, hasn't it?
It has. Have you recovered from calling Matt Ford the best comedian on
Let's
the bill?
Let's just move on. Let's move on. yes. Well, I'll get over it in my own time. Thank you to Abby with the news today. Thank you to our esteemed production team, Will and Charlie. Yeah. I'm nice to you right at the end, aren't I? Just right at the end. Thank you.
Will's been... I didn't call him Willie. Then you're not a Willie, you're a Will.
He's been a nightmare, hasn't he?
He's been a nightmare.
Very stroppy. And my favourite highlight of today's show was an off air moment where, because we were all bullying Will for not getting a rhyming band, his mummy sent him one by text.
Oh, he did.
Mummy sent one. You can use my one if you like.
I met Will's mum again last week. She came to my show in Tiverton.
Oh, lovely.
In Devon, and she came backstage and said hello. And we had, you know, little chat about.
Did you talk about Will?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Are you keeping an eye on him up there in London?
Yes. Don't worry, we keep him safe. We look after him. We don't bully him. It's fine.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
We tell the bosses he does know what he's doing, so that's fine. That's all.
Are you on tour again this week?
I am indeed. I'm off to Guernsey.
Wow.
I know, that's exciting, isn't it? So I won't be here next week, so I'll be in Guernsey.
Right.
And then I've got Winchester, Bracknell. Winchester, Bracknell, Bedford, Chelmsford, Coventry, tickets available. Thank you.
No problem. we will be back with another show next Saturday at 8. There will be a podcast of this available wherever you get your podcast, which will be called, Angela?
Little Bit of Mercy on a Country Boy.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for all your texts. It's been an absolute joy being with you this week. Sarah Champion up next. Have a fantastic weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
There we go. With apologies to Adam Hills. It was just the friendly fire, that.
I don't think Matt Ford listens to this show.
No,
I don't think
he
listens
doesn't.
But I'm going to text him and tell him, you might want to listen to the last bit of the podcast today,
mate. Yeah, he still won't. He still won't. He's all about rock and roll football and that's it. He just stays in his own lane. Which I listen to every week.
Of course you do,
from
religiously.
From start to finish. Anyway, thank you for your company this week, Angela.
Thank you for having me.
Catch Angela out on the road. Catch me if you can. I'm fast and small.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Radio.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.